It's 2025, and as we start another orbit of our sun, the boys look back at Christmas.
But I've got strong hands because of my work. I could not crush the icing out of the tube. Everyone was like, can you help us with this? So you had to go and get scissors, and everyone had to cut the ends off, like the back ends of it, so they could actually get the things out.
Tom tests Rob's sci-fi knowledge.
So that wasn't Josh Hartnett.
No, I know that wasn't, but do you know the film I'm talking about where...
I don't.
It's vampires. It's like 30 Days a Night.
Diabetes is a definite maybe in 2025.
The consistency of a overly ripe banana is a bit gross.
I know the consistency. You get it in other food as
well. I just had that sensation eating
that. Interesting. Okay.
Tom remembered he went to Blackpool.
No thanks. I don't like the sound of his extra special.
Yeah.
Sit back and relax. It's time for some variety. Welcome back. It's 2025 and it's a new episode of The Variety Show. Hi, Rob.
Hello, mate.
You came back then.
Yeah, I'm back.
It feels so long ago. It feels like we missed more than one episode, but it's just one episode we've missed.
Yeah, I guess because the shit show special, we didn't need to meet up.
Yeah, that's true.
So that skipped one.
So we kind of missed the recording there. Yeah, you're right. And we tried to get that done a little bit before as well, didn't we? And yeah, it just feels like it's been a long time since we've properly recorded, except for the Untitled Sci-Fi Show, which we recorded last week. Mm-hmm. More about that later. But no, it's 2025. I feel fully revitalized. I feel far better than I did at the end of the year. I think we were both so tired and exhausted.
Yeah.
And many thanks to all our listeners, people like Andy as well, who messaged us saying, I don't think it was low energy, I think it was good. Thank you. I have gone back and listened to it. It was better than I thought it was. It still felt very low energy to me.
in the moment, it definitely felt like we'd phoned it in a little bit.
Yeah, it, you're right. That's exactly the words I was looking for. It felt very phoned in. Yeah. It definitely didn't feel like our normal kind of selves. But it's done. We got through Christmas. We got through New Year. And this is just a new slate, new load of episodes. I've already got 3 episodes planned. 4th episode is nearly finished being planned. So really ahead of the game here. And we've got a lot on today. So I think let's just plod on.
Did you enjoy your Christmas? Let's join the boys as they look back at the 2024 festivities.
So I know we've just literally got through Christmas and New Year, but how was your Christmas?
Yeah, lovely.
We haven't really had a proper chat since. So, yeah. Did you do Mead Open Farm?
Yeah, we did do Mead, yeah.
Oh, you were taking T's friend, weren't you, this time?
Yeah, so T's best mate. Yeah, we all went.
How did it go?
Yeah, really good. The boys loved it. And I predicted before we went in that, I can say the boy's dad's name's Ryan. The dad. I just predicted that he was going to get chosen as naughty by the air traffic control.
Right,
and
okay.
Of course he was. I said I just said to him, I've got money on you being caught. I don't know what it was. I think it's because no one dresses weird in any way. Just the clothes he was wearing, like all black. He looked very well dressed, black cap on. I just kind of like, they're going to point you out in the crowd because you're not like all of us in really warm coats with scarves, just cold. He was obviously cold, but he'd obviously thought about looking reasonably nice. I don't care about anything like that. He got instantly picked out. Every elf that we saw pointed at him in some way for something.
Oh, you know what?
I don't know what it was, which
was
just hilarious.
That is my worst nightmare, and it's happened to me so many times. So we used to take Kay to Shrek's Adventure in London.
Yeah.
And she used to love it as when she was much smaller, that is. She used to love it. And the more times we went, the more kind of lackluster they got. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's because it just grew in popularity, but it went from like this nice 1.5 hour long sort of amble through Shrek's Adventure and you go from section to section and meet people and so on. And I think it ended up like being really rushed through, characters missing completely because they hadn't got someone to run it and so on. I got picked so many times and it's one of those horrible feelings. You're in this public situation, you've got someone dressed up pretending to be someone, and it's like, I want you to come out of the audience and come and stand with me. It's like, no, I don't want that. I really don't want that.
Once upon a time, I would have hated that. Would have been my worst nightmare. But now with tea, I actually probably quite enjoy being chosen. But I kind of blend in a bit. I'm not particularly tall or short, average kind of looking guy. I'm the kind of not really giving eye contact to people because I'm busy focusing on tea or doing something. I think I blend in. You're tall.
I'm tall. You can't blend in. I'm normally wearing quite a bright shirt, so that normally gets caught. I found a vague kind of way of getting around it, and I would just make sure I make no eye contact with the person in there and look like I'm dealing with K in some way or another,
or
dealing with T, so they kind of skated over you. Mm-hmm. And the worst thing on the Shrek's Adventure was the one where you go and see the fortune teller, and they basically make you stand up, and then everyone's got to do a dance routine, and you have a specific dance routine.
Yeah.
No fucking thanks.
Yeah.
Not happening. Not happening in a million years.
Yeah.
So, I feel a bit bad for Ryan then, because getting pointed at, that's like my worst
nightmare.
He
was up for it, though. I think had I been chosen, T would have hated it, like he hated it when Miranda was chosen.
Yeah.
But S, his best mate, was in... He just loved that his dad had been chosen because, like, you're naughty.
To be fair, I'm not sure I'd mind the Christmas one too much because it sounds like they're just literally saying,
silly.
you're scum, you're naughty. That's fine. I can live with that.
No, they don't make you kind of put your... They don't do a dance. You just have to pledge that you're nice. You have to, like, pledge
I could deal with that. Yeah, it's when there's choreographed things you have to get involved with, like remembering to say something or properly getting involved and having to pretend you're involved. And that I don't like.
Yeah.
I've never liked that sort of thing. So no thanks. Mm. But okay, that doesn't sound too bad. But otherwise it was a successful trip then.
Yeah, it's great. The soft bay there is brilliant.
And Mrs. Claus didn't waste everyone's time. I'm sure it was the last time you went, you had issues with how they did the cookies. And by the time... I think Mrs. Claus had come, T had already done his cookies and eaten them.
Well, we had a problem there again. So the two times before, you got the icing for the gingerbread men was in a little pot and they gave you like a lollipop stick.
Yeah.
It's probably obviously pre-mixed it and portioned it out.
Of course.
That worked great. Well, they'd obviously changed it and brought pre-portioned like squidgy things.
Oh no.
They clearly, it was freezing, left it out. They're all rock solid. So none of us, like, I'm not Hulk Hogan, but I've got strong hands because of my work. I could not crush the icing out of the tube. Everyone was like, can you help us with this? So you had to go and get scissors and everyone had to cut the ends off, like the back ends of it, so you could actually get the things out.
A mug with hot water and to sit them in for a few
minutes. I did have my
tea,
but I wasn't going to drop it in my tea.
No, fair enough.
Yeah, it's... Every single person was like, can you help us, please? Can you help us, please?
Oh, how ridiculous.
The kids are like, we can't get it out. We can't get it out.
Yeah. Oh, blimey. So another year has gone past where there was a slight issue, but it went well.
Yeah. Whether we'd go there again, I don't know. It is still really good. And we didn't get a picture together. They weren't kind of... The two boys got a photo together with Santa.
Yeah.
But then they shuffle you out. They weren't letting
you
the parents
do multiple,
go and sit down with them. And Miranda was gutted. By that.
I like the fact that it wasn't T that was gutted. Miranda was gutted.
Miranda was utterly gutted by it, that she couldn't get
You know
photo.
What, no, but I think part of me thinks it's more special that he's got that photo with his friend.
Well, that's why I said
as
to
you've
her,
got
like,
so many photos of you and T as a family, but T and his best mate meeting Santa.
Yeah.
Boom.
That's why I was trying to say that to us, like, it is still
that's
nice, him and his best mate.
I would say that's
that.
Way more special in a way, and that's not me being horrible, that's just me saying to him, oh my God, we met Santa, and we've got this awesome picture of us
with
him. I
think it's because she wanted one with all three of us over a course of time.
Right,
we never did any of that stuff, like... The books of things and the baby belly, different sizes. We never did anything. It wasn't because we didn't want to. It was just we were so busy forgetting to do it and stuff. And we've got a few of the cards, 6 months cards.
Yeah.
I think I did one for the first rolling over. But I didn't remember to do it every single month. Too busy. Too tired.
It's just exhausting. It's like, I'm knackered. Why the fuck am I going to want to do this?
Yeah, so I mean, now he's four. I'm a bit like, I really wish we had. But... As I say to friends, like in the like hindsight's great, but when you're in the moment, it's totally different.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. Now, our Christmas, we haven't done a Santa with T yet, and
is he bothered? Is he
not bothered?
No, I wouldn't worry.
We'll do it next year.
You do
I think.
Great stuff for them though at home. So
well, we have a lot of fun at home. Yeah, I mean, this year, as I said, and like we said beforehand, it was a bit of a harder year this year. But next year is going to be different. We're going to be way more positive. Well, this year I should say. So this year I think we're going to try and take him to a proper Santa, and I think we're going to do Milton Keynes, as they have a awesome, amazing Christmas setup at their place. I mean, it pisses over everything locally. It really does. I mean, once upon a time, the Harlequin shopping centre in Watford, and it's not even called the Harlequin anymore. It's gone from the Harlequin...
Oh, it's got some weird name.
Into, and now it's something different. It's not even Into anymore. It's something different, but we stick with the Harlequin. That's
what
how
we
it,
know.
And it used to be beautiful in there. They used to be one... Mm-hmm. They really went kind of all out. Now it's just little cardboard dangly bits hanging down in the middle bits. There wasn't even a proper Christmas grotto. They used to have... there's an upstairs bit that they kind of... call a gallery.
Yeah.
They used to deck all of that out and make it a full-on kind of... No, not this year.
Do they still have the giant Santa on the outside?
I don't think they do. Oh. I didn't see that this year. So it was really disappointing. In fact, to be honest, I thought all the Christmas decorations in most places were shit this year.
They were crap everywhere.
The Beach Road House in St Albans was epic as always. Mm-hmm. They're one of these ones that do it for charity, and it's just absolutely crazy. It's fully scaffolded and everything. So it's absolutely amazing. But Milton Keynes still goes all out, fully all out everywhere. And it looks amazing. So we're going to try that next, this year, I should say. Christmas presents, any standout presents?
Yeah, the wife got
the wife was a present?
The wife, yeah, I got a wife.
I've got a wife, mate. She
they
was wearing a bow.
Give me the receipt.
Why have we gone Australian? I've got no idea, mate.
So the missus brought me a Dutch oven.
Nice.
For baking bread, yeah.
Oh, so, of course, yes. You got your bread baking stuff.
Yeah, so I've been baking bread.
Not only
bread
have you been addicted
constantly.
To a Steam Deck, you've been baking bread every week.
Yeah, the Steam Deck was my own Christmas present from my client, pretty much. Yeah, so... Yeah, my best present, my standout present to myself was the Steam Deck.
Of course.
And yeah, from anyone else, I've been using that and it's kind of got me into it. So I've been lots of bread rolls. I made some literally before I came out here. I took them out of the oven.
Nice.
So they're ready for the week.
That's awesome. Yeah. I'm not envious is the wrong word. I'm going to have a go at doing some bread because whenever I've made bread in the past, I've really enjoyed it. It's just... I've never had the inclination to come and do it again.
Let me send you the roll recipe that I've been doing. So easy. You can do it all. It takes you a day.
I don't want easy, Rob. I'm going for challah bread straight away. I'm going for the
hard
stuff.
That was it. I wanted to make that. I forgot to message you to text me what it was called.
Yes, it's challah, which is C-H-A-L-L-A-H. And it's a Jewish bread, but oh my God, it's so delicious.
Yeah, that was it. I was in the shop the other day thinking, oh, what was that?
It's one of these ones that if you ate it, you let it out of the oven for a few minutes... Let it cool down a bit. And it's the sort of thing you can just take off chunks, swipe up butter with it. Oh, my God. It doesn't even need butter. It's that delicious. It's such a nice bread. Welcome to Bread Talk on the Variety Show podcast. Yes. Right, my present wise, I've got lots of lovely things. I got that lovely purple blanket next to you. That's courtesy of Mum and Dad. And it's just lovely. I needed something new when I sleep on my sofa. Oh, and I have a quick nap. I wanted something that actually covered my 6'3" body.
It feels just like that old thing you got me.
Exactly.
Is it the same company?
I don't think it's the same company, but same. It's kind of a Sherpa fleece,
which
I
thought.
Which
we argue over.
Then, hang on a moment, let me reach over and get it. Jem got me this game that she said she wants us to do on the podcast. So it's called Crazy Laws. And the back of it says, did you know you can be fined for walking around naked in your own house or need a government license to buy a TV? The world is full of laws and some of them are utterly bonkers. It's your job to guess what's true and what's false. First player to answer correctly wins a card. First to five wins the game.
I think the biggest crime in my house, walk around naked, is the extension's got no curtains. So everyone who can overlook my garden will see me butt naked, which I'm constantly told off for.
Yeah, and to be honest, I've seen the state of your windows and I know what you press up against your windows, so we know that's done. That's why there's no curtains. So that was from Gem, and we will do that on the podcast. I think that's not going to be in the next couple of episodes.
Interesting.
But
box colours.
Yeah, it is green, pink and green.
It's like English racing green and the weird kind of pale pink colour.
But I think my ultimate favourite present has got to be one from Kay. She spent her own money on this. This was the first year she wanted to get her own presents for people.
Oh, that's nice.
And it's a little cast iron skillet that you can bake a cookie in.
A giant... Oh, gas cool.
Which is just really cool. It's really nice. The fact she used her own money. She chose it as well. Jem didn't point her in any direction. She went round and she chose it herself. And I've wanted a little skillet this size because I wanted to do mini pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
And I could give you the idea. It's about a 10 centimetre... diameter of a pan. It's not huge, 10-15 centimeters.
It's about centimeters. The size of a, you know, a little small plate that you'd have.
Yeah. On. Yeah, it's...
Maybe a bit smaller.
Or Scotch pancakes, if you think about Scotch pancakes. That's the sort of thing you're going to cook in it. And that's what I've wanted. So it was absolutely perfect. So no, it was... I got some really lovely presents. I will be. When we've got a few minutes together, we are going to make that cookie. And obviously, I mean, Jen won't mind me saying this, I got her a weird present this year. I tend to get her a weird present every year. So last year, I got, well, the year before, I should say, I got her one of those kind of boxes that you get in an office of pens. So it's just the sort of box that you'd get in the stationery cupboard, but they were the Zebra Gel Ink Biros. And I know that she really likes that pen because it writes really nicely. So I just bought her a box of them. I mean, she's not an
earlier. She's happy with that.
Yeah, she's really over the moon with it. No one's allowed those pens.
Yeah.
They live in the drawer. They're Gem's pens. Yeah. So there. But no, this year I got her an ear camera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we've spent so many times. We're going on TikTok. And then we'll feel one of us tapping on each other's shoulder. It's like, look at the size of the lump coming out of this person's ear.
Yeah, the adverts for those are great. And you think, oh my God, you had an infection in there.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, sod it, I'll get one. And it's been great fun. It's been really good fun. And I know you went and bought one, didn't you?
Yeah, well, we went and brought one because of T to check in his ears. And I looked in mine. I was like, oh my God, you can't see anything in mine. I'm too airy.
Yeah, guess what? You can put it up your nose as well.
I've done that too. Of course I have.
And you can look at your tonsils as well.
I never thought about that. Yeah.
Yeah, look at your tonsils. Just don't touch anything. Otherwise.
Oh, yeah. How good's your reflex? Yeah. Yeah. You know those people who've got like tonsil stones? Those people.
They're grim. I've had them periodically. I've never had them. Stink so much.
You taste them, can you?
When they come out and they land in your mouth, you go, what's that? And you chew and it's like, ugh.
Oh, gross.
The Untitled Trek Show is becoming the Untitled Sci-Fi Show. Rob is about to see how good his sci-fi knowledge is in another TJ quiz.
So, Rob, tell everyone what happened to the Untitled Trek Show, the other podcast we host.
Well, I got a few letters in the post from Gene Roddenberry's estate.
Oh, no.
And... due to a lot of copyright infringement, everything's been taken off of YouTube.
Okay. Now really tell the boys and girls what's going on.
It's been changed. So it's no longer only Star Trek, because we felt that that was a massive barrier of entry to actually what we were doing on the show, which was half of each show we were just talking about science fiction.
Well, this was it, wasn't it? We suddenly realised we were getting more enjoyment talking about science fiction and science fiction related subjects than actually talking about the Star Trek episode, which was fun.
Yeah. Or even just like, we talked a lot about games and stuff as well that we were playing, or just other stuff we were
TV
watching.
TV series.
Yeah. That we just thought.
That you never finish.
Well, yeah, we should never finish like Supernatural. That we just, I think that, and also because I'd had people specifically say to me, I'm not going to name them, but there's quite a few people that had actually specific people I don't even know who've said, you know, we like the variety show, but we don't listen to the Trek one, not because we don't want to, just we don't like Trek. It's like, well, okay, I think that the name is actually hindering this.
It was, and I mean, it was very, very nearly that we went for the Untitled Star Wars show, but you obviously thought that might be a bad idea as well, so we went back to the drawing board.
Yeah. And we've put the generic name of sci-fi in, so it's now the Untitled Sci-Fi Show. Yeah.
Because we're that original.
Because we're original. I like the Untitled branding. We did a lot of workshopping over the name, didn't we? And we had a lot of help as well, Karen and Adam and Simon were helping as well, give some ideas. But I couldn't get past wanting that Untitled name to still be there.
And watch this space for the Untitled Variety Show.
Yeah, the Untitled Variety Show, yeah. With the new branding. Studio Channel Untitled.
Oh God, yeah, the Untitled Studio.
It'd be Studio Untitled, yeah, the Untitled Studio, yeah.
Yeah, maybe not.
No.
Right, I want to test your knowledge of sci-fi. And weirdly, when I did this, you must have been coming up with the idea for the Untitled Sci-Fi show that you've done, which is sci-fi clips for people to guess as the beginning intro.
Yeah, so we're doing a game called Guess the Intro, and whenever I can, so basically I'm going to try and do it every single episode. The intro music made by the wonderful Reed Rimmer, who did all of the Trek stuff for me.
Yeah.
So the two versions of the shit show intro he did, you know, the normal one and the Christmas version of it. And he's done this for me as well. Fablefactory.org, I want to say. It's a website. Lovely guy. I'm kind of laying over the top of it clips from science fiction stuff. Now, it's not just films, TV shows, games, anything science fiction related. Now, I've got one coming up which is only TV shows, and I'll tell people when it's that one, just to give people some help. Only TV shows, just to help people out. But yeah, there'll be anywhere between 5 and 8. I got it wrong, everyone. I told everyone it was 7 in the last one. It's actually 8.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it's because I recounted it on the show, but I hadn't written one down
on my list.
So, yeah, and it'd be very small little clips, and the aim of the game is you just have to email me in every single clip that you hear, in the intro, and you'll get a shout out on the show. The first one's special because the first one you're actually giving away a £10 Amazon voucher.
We are, and we've still not had a winner yet.
We've not had a winner yet, no. There have been entries.
I will be spending the Amazon voucher soon.
Yeah, so get those emails in.
So,
That's
nice. Really. And I think it was the right move to do. And the last episode we did was a lot of fun. So I think, let's see where we end up with it. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I'm testing your sci-fi skills. So I've put together 15 clips. Valentino will introduce them as we go.
Good man.
And you get it twice. I'm not going to play it again. It is twice, and that is it.
Can I preface this segment by saying how I was with Trek? I gave the illusion of knowing what I was talking about. I know fuck all, and it'll be the same with this. I'm going to be sitting here a lot of time going, I know what that is, but I don't know the name.
So there's going to be a few difficult ones. There's a few easy ones, or what I think are easy anyway. Let's see how you do. Mm-hmm.
You've made an intro.
No, I've got this off YouTube audio library.
Hello, Rob. Here is the first sci-fi clip you need identify.
We better get back, because it'll be dark soon, and they mostly come at night. Mostly. We better get back, because it'll be dark soon, and they mostly come at night. Mostly.
Okay, so that sounds like the one with Josh Hartnett in. The one that's, what's it called? It's in Antarctica or whatever, all at night time. But I don't think that is what it is, because it's more horror than science fiction.
So, I'm going to let you keep going. For me, I'm just trying not to laugh, because whenever I hear that clip, all I can think of is now Cartman going, they mostly come at night, mostly. It's just because South Park ripped the piss out of that a little bit.
Am I out of clues? Because he's quite vague. I kind of think I know what it is.
It's a franchise film.
Mm.
So it was more than one film.
Yeah. Because it almost kind of... See, Resident Evil doesn't all come at night. Again, I'm thinking more horror. This is science fiction in... Well, quote-unquote, in
science
space.
Fiction. This is science in fiction, space. 100% science fiction. And I'm going to say there's going to be a lot of sci-fi people out there
banging the
door down at the moment going, Rob, how can you not know this?
Okay, well, it kind of... Is there a little girl in Pitch Black?
I'm going to push you for an answer.
I'm just going to say Pitch Black. I don't actually know.
So that wasn't Josh Hartnett.
No, I know that wasn't. But, you know, do you know the film I'm talking about where...
I don't.
It's vampires. It's like 30 Days a Night.
Oh, I've got no idea which
one.
Yeah,
so what
was
that then?
I'll tell you at the end. Oh, I'm going to score you.
No, I'm not going to get any right.
What film is this former governor in?
So there are little clues.
Killian, I'll be back.
Okay, this is what's it called?
Only in a rerun.
Yeah, it's the game show one.
Yeah, good.
Oh, what's it called? Killian. Running Man. This is Running Man.
Only in a rerun.
Okay, so you're going to say...
I love the music of that stuff. That's such great music.
Such an 80s soundtrack, yeah, isn't it?
Beautiful.
Right, so you've gone for The Running Man on
that
one.
What a beautiful song I just said then.
Let's go for question three.
Steve Buscemi in a fantastic role this time. The film isn't for everyone, though.
Back. In segment 202, lateral grid 9, site 15H32, give or take a few yards. Captain America here blew the landing by 26 miles.
How the hell do you know that?
Because I'm a genius.
Back.
In segment 202, lateral grid 9, site 15H32, give or take a few yards. Captain America here blew the landing by 26 miles.
The problem
How
I
the
have
hell do you know that?
Is I don't remember...
Because I'm a genius.
The names of stuff. I know what the film is. It's when they're going on the fucking asteroid and drilling into it, isn't it?
Okay, so keep going. You'll work
called
it
asteroid?
Out. No.
Armageddon.
There we go. We've got another answer in. Obviously, I could say that no, but I'll let you know that you got that one right.
Okay, thanks.
So yeah, Armageddon is correct for that one. There were so many clips I could have chosen for that one. Like, there's a bit where you've got Rockhound on the nuclear bomb, and you've just got the NASA astronauts around, get off the nuclear weapon. Okay, number four.
A real 90s classic this time.
This is for you new people. I only have one.
Starship Troopers.
Everyone fights.
Oh, well done.
If you don't do your job, I'll shoot you. You get me. This is for you new people.
We've got to let it play twice now because that's how it's set up, so sorry.
Everyone fights, no one quits.
You knew that one straight away.
Yeah, I've seen that enough times. It's iconic.
You get me.
It really is, and that actor's just brilliant.
Mm.
Okay, number five then.
He's alive.
There are so many to choose from, Rob. Which one is it, though?
At last we will have revenge.
You have been well trained, my young apprentice.
Okay, well, this is Phantom Menace, because this is... That's Darth Maul talking to the Emperor. Well, Palpatine at the time, but the Emperor eventually. Spoilers for those who haven't seen The Phantom Menace.
I think we're at the point now that I think people can fuck off about kind of that. But I'm not going to tell you if that's right, because there's so many Star Wars films. And as you say, you're not so good with remembering which one is which.
There's The Phantom Menace. No, I'm sorry. We're not going to get any further. That's The Phantom Menace.
We are going to go further. We are going to go further. And fine, fuck you, it's Phantom Menace, cunt. Have another one.
If you don't get this, I'd be worried, Rob.
Officer, return this man to cryostasis. Demolition
Man. He didn't even need to say cryostasis. He didn't even need to have Valencio say anything before that. I recognise this guy's voice immediately.
Be well.
I can't believe how old this actually is now.
Number seven, then.
Bennett, yes, Jane, everybody. Everybody's dead.
Fred Dwarf.
There we are.
Yeah, he didn't even need to say the Dave bit. I knew his voice. That's Holly.
Yeah, I think we'll have to let you have that one. It's obviously Red Dwarf. Do you remember which episode it was?
That sounds like the first one, but he's
the
saying
end,
everybody's
very
dead
first
day,
episode. Yep. Okay, number eight.
Oh wait, that American governor is back, isn't he?
It can't be bargained with. It can't be reasoned with.
It's Terminator
it doesn't
1.
Doesn't feel pity or remorse or fear, and it absolutely will not stop ever.
Because that's
it can't
that's
be bargained with. It can't be reasoned with.
Thingy, I can't remember his name.
Kyle Reese.
Kyle Reese, yeah. And he's not in the second one.
Interestingly, you said Terminator 1. It's just called The Terminator.
Yeah, it's called The Terminator, but I didn't want anyone to go, oh, one or two, Rob, or three or four or five.
Fair enough. You know, I completely forgot to press pause there. So, sorry, Valentino. Sorry. Let's just rewind you a little bit. Let's come into number nine. Shut up, Kyle. Shut up. Ever.
A seriously great film, but wow, it hasn't aged brilliantly. Be honest, it hasn't.
You ever have that feeling where you're not sure if you're awake or still dreaming?
It's The Matrix.
You ever have that feeling?
Because that's sure tough, because that doesn't... Because I know the quote, but that didn't sound like Keanu Reeves particularly well in that clip.
No.
He's putting on a bit of a tired voice.
He's doing his wooden acting because he's not the greatest of actors.
He's a lovely guy.
He's a lovely guy, I'm sure. All the stories I've read, absolutely. But hearing him playing Shadow the Hedgehog in the new Sonic film, it's so wooden.
Oh, is it? Oh, bless.
You're a colourful bunch, aren't you?
I don't think Shadow is particularly charismatic himself.
No,
though,
but
is he?
It's. Yeah. Next question.
Oh, fuck off now. Another film with him in Jesus, Tom.
You're hit. You're bleeding, man.
I ain't got time to bleed.
That's a predator.
Okay. You're hit. You're bleeding, man.
I ain't got time to bleed.
At least I think it is.
Okay.
Okay, well,
so I think that's Predator. I'm going to go with that being Predator.
That's such a good line, isn't it? I ain't got time to bleed. Okay.
Yeah, because that sounds like the Apollo Creed dude. And you said that guy's in it again, and you know, obviously Arnie's in that. He wasn't in that clip, but
he's
not
in that
film.
No, he's in that film,
so
though.
That's what I'm taking from that.
Okay, question 11.
Now we get to the classics.
Ship. Out of danger.
Yes.
Ship. Out of danger.
Yes.
That was a hard clip to do because every bit before it and after it gives it away way too easily. Ship. Out of danger. Yes.
I don't recognise that even remotely. Now,
oh, okay.
The guy.
That's fine.
Voice
I wanted it.
Sounds like one of the people from Dune. But I don't think it's Dune.
Okay.
So I'm going to say, because you're saying it's going to give it away, I'm going to guess at a Star Trek. I have no idea. Let's just say the motion picture. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't recognise anyone's voice or that line at all.
That's fine. Okay. Number 12.
Oof, that's a bit brutal of you, isn't it?
I think you got him.
No, that's Star Trek, because that is in the holodeck where Picard is shooting. Fuck, which one is it? Is that First Contact, is it? Where he's shooting the Borg when he's in the VR thing? Yeah, that's Star Trek.
And that's Lily telling him,
yeah.
I think you got him.
Yeah.
Great bit of film, that. That's just one of the best bits of that film.
We spoke about this bit in one of the episodes about the holodeck.
Yeah. Okay, three more questions.
Best of British to you.
From the day they arrive on the planet and blinking step into the sun, there is more to see than can ever be seen.
Let's talk to who?
More to do than... No, hold on.
Because that's David Tennant.
So sorry, that's the Lion King. But from the day they arrive on the planet and blinking step into the sun, there is more to see than can ever be seen. More to do than... No, hold on.
That's a good lyric.
Sorry, that's the Lion King. But
I'm pretty sure
I don't remember that line in that episode.
No, what episode is it from?
I can't remember.
Yeah,
I didn't write it down.
It's got to be that.
It's definitely Doctor Who.
Yeah,
absolutely. I'll let you have that one. Two left.
The remaster of this was trash, utter trash.
We're going to draw a little bit of everybody's blood.
Yeah, that's the thing.
We're going to draw a little bit of everybody's
even
blood.
Even without you saying about the remaster, I would have got that.
Oh, this has to be the easiest of them all. What a way to end.
Calculations are correct. When this baby hits 88 miles
per hour... Yeah, Back to the Future.
You're going to see some serious shit. Calculations are correct.
Oh, my pen's just died on me as we're going.
When
this baby
hits 88 miles per hour...
You're going to see some serious shit. And there you go. That was the entire quiz.
That was so fun. Got to know that first one.
Okay, so first of all, number 11 was one of the ones you got wrong.
Oh, what did I say number 11 was?
You said Star Trek the Motion Picture.
Okay, yeah.
That was Star Trek Wrath of Khan. Spock is dying after saving the Enterprise. And it's one of the most... And I don't care what people say. It is a disgustingly moving scene that actually upsets me when see it because it's so beautifully acted.
It was on telly yesterday.
Was it?
And we had it on the guide. And Rand was going, that's my favourite one.
See, I like Wrath of Khan.
We're talking about the first three.
Yeah.
The first three, she was saying Wrath of Khan's her favourite.
Fine, okay. So, yeah, it's it makes me emotional, that one, because it genuinely is so well acted. And fuck you if you don't agree, because not you, as in anyone else, because it's just, it's heartbreaking.
I'm taking a little bit of a win there that I got Star Trek and I was only one film off.
Yeah, but I'm not going to give you a half point.
No. I'm taking the internal win.
The other one you didn't get was number one.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be really upset with yourself.
What was the clip again? It was the, they come at night, don't they?
They mostly come at night. They come
at night.
It
wasn't Aliens, was it?
Aliens. That was Newt.
Oh, it's Newt.
They've just crashed the ship outside. They're out in the environment.
Threw me. I didn't recognise Newt's voice. Didn't recognise it. But then, you know, I said Alien was my favourite, not Aliens.
That's why. Well, yeah, exactly. Exactly. But there you go. That was the Sci-Fi Show quiz.
I love that.
I really enjoyed doing that. I'm glad you've got more coming for the actual Untitled Sci-Fi Show. You've changed all your social media now.
Yeah, so we just got to do the blue sky thing to be dot channel.
Yeah, so just look up the Untitled Sci-Fi Show and you'll find us. We'll update the webpage with that. And it just fills the slot of the Untitled Trek Show. So every other Monday.
We're looking for a logo. So any artists want to get in contact, you know, we are paying. We're not 100%. Asking for free. We wanted to pay somebody. So get in contact with me specifically, rob@chen84.co.uk, please.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, get in contact and go and listen.
More caramilk? The boys are heading towards a sugar coma with yummy dairy milk treats.
So we're coming up to episode 50 very soon. In fact, this is episode 49. And episode 50 is our 2-year anniversary.
Oh.
And this is the taste test before that taste test.
Better put a ring on it, by the way.
If I bend over, you can have it.
If I have my brain, one would be preferable.
Oh, yes. Anyway, you rude fucker. In episode 50, our 2-year celebration, we are going to go back to the very first taste test. I can't remember what it is. I'm going to go through all the vlog. I will guess it. And we're going to see if we still agree with the score that we originally gave the first thing we ever tasted.
And we've got guests coming on. We've got Biffo and Paul and Eli are all coming on live. They're not.
Don't shit me up like that. It's like, what the fuck have you organised that I don't know
could
about?
Could you imagine? That would be good, wouldn't it?
It would be amazing, but I wouldn't want to put them
the
through
king,
that trauma.
The king's coming on.
Yeah. Hello, Charlie boy. Come in. Come in, sit down.
Charlie boy?
Of course you can.
I'll get in contact
Charlie
with
him. Horse face.
I wonder if Valencia's ever met him. I have to ask him.
Ooh, that's a good question.
We better lock the door, though. I want pigeon turning up.
Oh, I guess we better invite him, hadn't we? He was one of the founding people of the podcast.
He's been in prison.
Not the king, by the way.
No, he's been in prison for so long. I'd barely even get letters from him at the moment.
Oh, I bet he comes out hench.
Find out.
Muscular wings. Walks so he can't get through doors because his wings are kind of propped up because he walks that way now.
Yeah.
Right, taste testing.
Okay, sorry.
Dairy milk. And you've not tried these. And these, as I explained to you earlier, you will now know what a real orgasm is like because these are delicious.
Statement. That's a statement.
Yeah, but I'm going to give you them in the order that I taste them in. They're all good. Let me put you this way. So these are made to share like fuck. Cadbury Dairy Milk Creamy Milk Chocolate Dessert Pot. And they are...
Is it a mousse?
Well, it's really hard to explain. And for American listeners, I'm guessing this is what you call pudding. Because it's not mousse. And in fact,
Angel Delight consistency?
No. I've just opened it to show Rob.
It doesn't look very nice though, Tom.
Oh, wait till you taste it, okay? It's literally, look, it's fairly firm, but... It's just, it's
I like you just went straight for the middle.
Of
can
course, I did.
Can I just say etiquette of these kind of shows?
You should go around the edge. I know, like you're rimming, whatever. Look, it is what it is.
You just went straight in the middle.
I know how good this is going to taste, so I'm going to hand it over to you now.
Okay, thank you.
So you can get a few spoons in.
I just want to say that historically, chocolate flavoured stuff I don't like.
It's not chocolate flavoured, it is chocolate.
Right, so I'm just going to go for it, and I'm going to go for the edge like a normal fucking human being would.
So, dairy milk...
It smells exactly how I thought it was going to smell. It smells like hot chocolate.
So, for me, dairy milk have done a legendary sort of thing. It is so smooth, and it's so much like eating a dairy milk chocolate bar just in a gooey form. For me, it's absolutely top-tier pudding. Ooh.
It has... The consistency's nice. It's a nice kind of sloshy kind of thing. It tastes like a solid hot chocolate.
Exactly.
Now, hot chocolate doesn't taste like dairy milk chocolate.
No. It's so hard to describe the texture, isn't it? Because it's not mousse.
No.
Everyone thinking that they're mousse. They're not.
Imagine a set yogurt, but not as hard as a set yogurt.
See, I was going with the idea of the consistency of maybe a set
jelly.
Custard.
Yeah. Yes, like the custard that you get in a trifle.
A really thick custard.
You've gone and got yourself a posh trifle from M&S and you've tasted the consistency of the custard. That's the consistency of this pot.
But it's just pop it on the floor when you're done. It's not... It's similar to that custard. It's not quite because the custard, I know what you're talking about, the trifle custard, but that trifle custard almost comes out a bit like jelly, doesn't it? Like you said.
Yeah.
It's almost kind of comes out and it maintains the shape of the container. Like a jelly would. So this doesn't. This kind of conforms to your spoon, but it's so smooth and chocolatey, and it really is a... It's you can tell it's dairy milk straight away.
It goes through, like, it's three stages. It tasted like a hot chocolate, which I don't think tastes like dairy milk chocolate. But then, after a while, you know when you've just finished, like, swallowing a dairy milk...
Yeah.
And you have that chocolatey stuff like in your teeth and you're getting rid of it. That was there. And then when that's gone, it goes back to that weird hot chocolatey taste.
Yeah, fair enough. Now, the next one we're going to taste.
Are we rating it?
We better rate it. So for me, all of it, I'm going to tell you my ratings now. They're all sixes.
Mm.
These are my favourite fucking thing known to man.
Okay,
I love them.
Six what?
6 point, I came in my pants.
Right, okay.
So... What was your rating before I give you this one?
I'm going to disappoint you because I didn't think it was that great.
Oh, Rob.
It's somewhere between 4 and 5. It's a 5.
What a way to start the year, over Cadbury's.
It's a 5 point, I wish I liked it better. The thing is, it tastes nice.
Yeah.
I'm giving it a 5. That's high for me.
Yeah, well, that's true.
But
you are normally very skanky.
It is known. It's just it's not rocking my world. My cum is still inside me.
Fair enough.
For now.
Well, the next one I'm going to give you then. Because
where I keep all my cum.
We are both avid. I'm glad you do, not a sock. We are avid fans of orange-flavoured chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the Dairy Milk Orange Pots of Joy.
Okay.
So let me hand this over.
Oh, it's Dairy Milk Orange.
So, yeah. And again, for me, straight away it's a 6. It's got a lovely chocolate orange flavour. It's got that same smoothness that the other one had.
Even remotely, that's the thing.
I don't know. I think it looks incredibly appetising. But I would then say, technically, if I was going to be really anal about all of this, that's my... second favourite. The one we've just tried, the original dairy milk one, is my third favourite. And then the next one is my absolute favourite.
I've got comments to make now.
Ooh,
so,
okay.
Flavour, I preferred that flavour.
Mm.
I really like the flavour. The flavour's good.
It's not overly powering on orange, but then you get that nice chocolatey flavour afterwards.
I don't know if it's because these didn't come straight out of the fridge, but the consistency of that. You know when you've had a banana and sometimes...
I don't eat bananas.
Okay, well, sometimes there's a point in a banana's life cycle where it's a bit too squashy.
Yeah.
And for me, it can make me feel like I actually want to gag a bit. Even though I love bananas, the consistency of a overly ripe banana is a bit gross.
I know the consistency. You get it in other food as
well. I just had that sensation eating
Interesting.
That.
Okay.
So I think I might have to lower the points of the other one. It's weird because I prefer the taste of this, but that consistency just then, probably because I just had the other one before it, and this caramel one's going to do the same to me now because I've
now
got that in my brain.
I don't think it is because it's now, this one looks like it's stayed a bit more.
I want this one to be higher, but I can't give it a 5 because I just nearly gagged eating it. So I'm actually going to lower the other one to a 4. What did I say? A 5 point, whatever I said.
Yeah.
Now it's a 4 point, whatever I said.
And that's the 5 point, whatever you
and
said.
And this is this is now a top 4. This is a top 4. So this is a 4 point, great taste, bad execution.
So I will adjust mine as well. The original dairy milk one is 5 point, not quite a 6. The chocolate orange one is a 6, but only a 6. And then we come to the caramel one. And I sang this praises on Twitter and on Blue Sky the other day.
You have been harping on a bit about this one being because, amazing.
Oh my God, is it a. So
can
it's
I
the same.
I'm drinking my tea just to. I'm feeling a bit gaggy.
Yeah, I would do. It's the similar. In fact, no. The texture changes in this, but the flavour is. You remember the last caramel?
He's not handing it to
no.
me.
You remember the last caramel thing we had? And I'm sure our scores were something like 3 point, where's the caramel?
Yeah,
or
yeah.
needs more caramel.
Did they put it all here?
Yeah.
Cadbury's I say it was like Jen was eating caramel in the other room?
Yes, that was it.
So this is what she was eating in the other room, is it?
Yeah. And it turns out Jen doesn't like dairy milk caramel, so it's all mine. But this really is.
So I'm a little bit worried because that really did make me want to be sick, that consistency.
That's really odd.
Yeah, it's more
it
like
shouldn't
belly
be because
feeling
it, is,
funny.
It is a different consistency, this one now. He's mouth plate.
Thicker.
It is thicker. But not just the consistency, but the flavour is thicker. It immediately hits you that much deeper flavour than either of those two.
That's nicer than the other two. The consistency's better, it's thicker. And yeah, the flavour. Because caramel, the thing I like about caramel, because it doesn't whack you. It's a slow burner caramel for me.
100%.
You get that creaminess. Even now, it's still. I've eaten it. There's still a nice creamy taste
I
going on.
The best way I could describe it, and I think this is how I described it on social media, was it's Angel Delight, but way creamier.
Yeah.
And the flavour lasts.
It's Angel Delight without the bubbles.
Yeah, there is no bubbly airiness to it. It is just like someone's compressed Angel Delight.
You could eat a whole pot of this.
Yeah, I have done.
Firstly, it would make me feel sick because it's too much.
Oh, never.
But also, yeah, I'm not shaming you in any way here. I think I would want to be sick because of the consistency of it. It's the consistency.
Oh, I love it.
So this is the next one up. So this is the second level of five. This is I had the number in my head a second ago, a five, but only just kind of better than the other one, five. It, yeah, so it's a five because it's caramel, essentially.
Yeah.
Consistency is the best one out of all of them. If I'm going to go rate them on consistency, this is best. A dairy milk flavoured one is the next one.
Yeah.
And then the orange one, there was something going on with the orange one. Flavour-wise, this caramel one, then orange, then the other dairy milk.
Fair enough. That's an interesting approach. For me, that is definitely the 6 point I've come in my pants. It is my favourite one.
Yeah.
I shouldn't eat as much of it as I do because I'm sure it's not good for me. I adore it. And
I will never eat another one.
Say that again?
I will never eat another one of these. I wouldn't go buy this.
No, that's fair enough.
One spoonful is too much. I feel... the consistency always really made me feel a bit sick.
So you've got to remember, I am someone who overindulges in sugar far too much, and that's the sort of overindulgence I like. I'm the person that will go and buy that tray tiramisu from Co-op and just eat it on my own in a sitting while watching a film.
Yeah.
I have problems.
I'm like that with crisps.
Oh, yeah, I could do that with crisps as well. Tube of Pringles, smoky bacon flavour.
Oh yes, Tom forgot he went to Blackpool. Expect some grumpiness.
So final thing that I thought we should actually talk about, I completely forgot, I went to Blackpool.
You did.
And we aren't actually having to lie like we did in the last episode where we go, oh, I went to Blackpool. Did you? Yes, it was really nice when I hadn't actually been.
We didn't lie.
Oh, we lied. We lie all the time. Anyway, Blackpool. Really, really fun. Really good time. Kay loved it. Had an incredibly good time for the time we were there. I've got to say, though, going back to what we were saying in Christmas, and it's actually what made me think about quickly talking about this. I know everyone says about their Christmas lights are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't that blown away.
No.
It was really nice to see. It was really cool. And you could see as far as the eye could see, basically. And the entire Blackpool Tower is illuminated with thousands of LEDs pulsating and doing different patterns. So that was really, really cool. And when we were about 10 miles away coming off the motorway, you could see the Blackpool Tower in the distance.
Yeah.
Above all of the skyline illuminated. So that was very cool. It just felt very, I guess I'm being a fuddy-duddy or whatever you want to call me. It felt very modern. When you go back and you look at the videos that like Blue Peter have done and the 90s videos and pictures, it looks so much more festive.
Yeah.
And these are all now ultra bright animated LEDs and stuff like that. And they had their version of Winter Wonderland laid out where we were. £7.50 to go on their Ferris wheel.
Oof.
No thanks.
I saw a TikTok about Winter Wonderland. Someone went, him, his missus, and their one child.
Oh,
and he was like,
that's a mortgage.
And he was just saying, I want to show you exactly how much it costs. And we're going to play it by, we're going to let her do whatever she wants. And it cost him, it was nearly £1,000.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Fuck that for a laugh. It's just ridiculous. But the decorations were really nice. Don't get me wrong. And I mean, I sent the group the photo of what looked like a cyber vagina.
Yeah.
Very disturbing. And it did what we needed. It made us feel a bit Christmassy. We had a bit of fun. The next day we had a good day shopping and having fun and seeing the sea. And oh my God, it was so windy. But I would like your opinion on this. And I know I've kind of already had your opinion on this because we've already talked about it. But listeners, how would you feel if you've just got your girl to sleep in bed? And bear in mind, Kay acted like the queen that she is, and she had the double bed, and I had the pull-out single bed.
Wicked.
So, thanks, Kay.
I love the idea of you being like a giant man on a dwarf's
bed. Yeah, my feet were off the end. I couldn't really roll over because it would be onto the floor either
squeak
side.
Squeak as well, loads.
No, actually, you know what? It wasn't that uncomfortable. And to be fair, even the size wasn't that bad. The only thing that was too small was the fucking duvet.
Yeah.
It was tiny.
So you are a good dad, because I would have been like, no, we're either sharing the big bed or you're on the little one. I wouldn't have engaged with giving the big one.
It was Kay's special trip, so I'm fine with it. It's a bit of fun. However, she was fast asleep, so this didn't disturb her.
Mm.
But about 10:30, our light came on in our room. And I thought, what the fuck's going on? And then I heard the door close.
Were you asleep?
I was asleep. We were knackered, because bear in mind, it took about 4.5 hours to drive up there, so I was shattered just mentally. The light came on, door open and closed. Like, what the fuck's going on? So the first thing immediately to me is, where the fuck has Kay gone? What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Has someone come? She's fast asleep. She's Sparko. So it's not affected her. So I've jumped up, run to the door, opened the door, looked down the corridor, and there's no one there. And I thought, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
I'm sure I just heard the door. And then I was thinking, oh, maybe I heard next door and maybe the light came on because Kay hadn't done the light switch fully. And you know what? It's just been slowly creaking, creaking, creaking. And then it's gone click and it's come back on.
Yeah.
Went to sleep, but it bugged me. So I went downstairs and...
You got out of bed and went downstairs?
No. So in the morning, went downstairs. I sent Kay and her dad off to go and have breakfast, and I quickly went up to the reception. And said, this happened last night. I'm sure I'm going mad, but can you check it, please? And they said, no, of course we'll check it.
To check the cameras?
No cameras, interestingly. None that I could see.
Their feed went dark.
Well, there were no cameras. And I just thought, okay, well, that's a bit weird. So I said, well, can you please look into it for me? And we basically got, oh, yes, of course. That's absolutely fine.
They're just placating you.
We'll look into it, but we have to wait until you've checked out.
Why?
Because what we have to do is we have to take the lock off the door, and then we can plug a cable into it, and we can download
to see who opened
the 24 or 48 hours worth of data.
Interesting that they can do that. Yeah, very cool.
So I thought, okay, no, fair enough. I don't mind that. That sounds fair.
They're going to check all the RFIDs of all the cars.
So they can see, basically, they can see the RFIDs of who came in and who went out. And I was fully expecting it just to be my card and whatever. But anyway, I said, okay, thank you very much. And then went and had breakfast.
It was your then card.
Then we checked out and I thought, you know what, actually, they kind of played it down a bit and that pissed me off a bit. So I went out and said, all right, just checking out. Can you just confirm that you'll send me whatever the results are of whatever you find?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? He's like, yes, please. So the manager came out and said, look, here's my company email address. I'm not going to name him. That's not fair. Mm-hmm. And I'll email you as soon. But basically, it'll give us a CSV file. We'll neaten it all up. And I thought, oh, yeah, and you'll delete anything that's dodgy on it. I mean, that's mm-hmm. horrible of me to think that. Because
of course they would.
Well.
He didn't.
That evening, I got an email. Hi, Mr. James. Many thanks for your patience while we complete a full audit on the lock following your recent stay with us in room 220. I have attached the full audit for you. So he sent me the whole thing. However, I can see at 10:16...
Interesting.
...PM... The lock was used by, and I won't use his name here, because he's actually named the staff member. He is a reception team member at this site, so there was no security breach with another guest entering your room. I disagree. That is a fucking security breach.
There's a security breach.
Because if he was reception, he should have known our room was...
He's got the wrong room, hasn't he? He's meant to go into a room.
Well, do you think he's just thinking, I'm going to go for a nap? I'll go in whatever room I
That's
can
That's what I'm
do.
Wondering, is he having a break?
Yeah. I'm very sorry for any disruption during your stay. I'll speak to the team member involved to check out, but I expect this will have been an accidental entry. Never heard anything since, by the way. If you do stay with us in the future, please don't hesitate to get in touch and I'll make sure your stay is extra special.
Yeah, no thanks. I don't like the sound of his extra special.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, I said I wouldn't name him. Oops. I'm not having a blowjob from you in Premier Inn, Blackpool. I just kind of felt it was really dismissive, that email.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was an accidental by the staff member. Why were they going in the room anyway at 10:16 PM?
Yeah, there's got to be a reason.
And then just disappeared. Let alone not even turn the light off. So it's opened the door, turned the light on, gone, oh, there's people in here. And then run away.
Yeah.
That's just...
And not own up to it, not to just go downstairs and say, oh, fuck, I've just gone into someone's room.
Yeah, wouldn't you have then told the reception
And then
team...
the receptionist come find you and go, we're really sorry,
yeah,
you may
the
have
next
not noticed,
morning,
accidentally came in, it will never happen again.
100%.
Yeah, let us give you a complimentary breakfast and, you haven't already paid for it.
And calling it a non-security issue.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that.
They needed
it
to
is
get
a security
They
issue.
Needed to get ahead of it.
100%. Yeah. I can imagine that employee may well not be employed anymore because I wasn't happy with that. Premier Inn are really good, actually. They've got a guest relations page and you just fill out your details. And you know what? They refunded my room within 24 hours.
Yeah.
They apologised. They said, we're very sorry for this. We will do an internal investigation. We will refund, not the meals or stuff, which is fine. They only refunded one of the rooms. We'll refund one of the rooms. I didn't even want a refund. If I'm honest... I was happy with the price because the price was really good. I think we paid £50 for the room and I think it was like £28 or whatever it is for the meals. Mm-hmm. And that gives you two courses at dinner from their menu. So whatever their restaurant is, you get two courses from their menu. And that gives you the unlimited buffet breakfast, which is always really nice. So I didn't even really want a refund. I just wanted an explanation.
I think to get you the refund as quick as they can is because they want to get it over and done with as quick as they can. For all you know, the guy's got previous to going into rooms. You don't know.
Well, this is it. And this is what kind of angered me a little bit with him saying it's not a security issue. I can guarantee Premier Inn do not DBS check their staff. You have no need to have a DBS check if you work at a hotel.
Can I say, though, I'm surprised you didn't latch close the door.
That's completely me. I wish I had. I really wish I had. It just...
Would it not have scared you more, though, because they would have opened it. K-dunk! You would have heard the latch thing
yeah.
go. And that would have woken you up properly then. Because then I think you would have got up and gone to your door.
Exactly. So I it is partly my fault. I should have double locked the door. Mm. All their doors have it. And if you look at their site, they do state... Every single one of our rooms has the double lock on it. For me, it was basically we'd got back to the room, we'd been chilling out. Kay and her dad were sat on the bed chilling out. We were watching silly things on our phones. We were just exhausted. So when Kay's dad said, right, well, I said, I think we should all get some seats. So Kay's dad said, night-night, off he went. I didn't even go to the door. I stayed in bed. I was laying on my bed. If I'd got up and seen him to the door, I would have thought of doing it. So it absolutely hold my hands
it's
up to
it. It's not your fault for not that he come in because you didn't lock the door. It's your fault the door wasn't double locked. It's not your fault he got in because he didn't double. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, that makes sense. It just, as I say, it kind of annoys me that they're saying it's not a security risk. I don't know that employee from Adam.
Yeah.
And I don't know what their criminal history
is. I think it is. I think they must mean it's not secure risk in the fact that someone else's key doesn't unlock your door.
More than likely.
That must be what they mean.
I think that, yeah. Looking at it from that aspect, then yes, I'm sure you're right. That probably is what they meant.
No, it was a staff member who we know who it is, has owned up to doing it. They're the ones who did it. We know there isn't some random person with a key able to get into everyone's rooms. Do you know what I mean? That's what I can only assume they meant by.
But I just want to know why this employee was trying to get into a second floor room at 10:16 at night. And then literally disappeared as well.
So did they?
As I was up like a fucking bolt.
So did you? They didn't. They must have seen you or seen the stuff.
They must have. Yeah, well, they would have seen our stuff as they went in the room and turned the light on. Because
my brain can go to dark places. You know, like, who did they think was alone in that room? Well, do you know, that's the scary kind of stuff that I'd immediately
exactly.
be thinking.
And that's what I wanted to kind of. I'm glad it's not just me, because obviously lots of dark thoughts go through your mind. It's like, who were they looking for? What were they doing? Were they just going in there to go and inject themselves with some heroin? I don't know.
I think the most likely scenario is they're a night shift worker who wanted to have a quick lie down, and they thought they'd checked what rooms were empty, and they've misread it, and they've gone to your room.
Very possibly.
Maybe
very
they wanted
possibly.
Room 222 on the third floor. 322, not
yeah.
222.
I just think, and I know, having worked hospitality at the pub with you, I know exactly how horrible it is to go. Just,
oh, thanks.
To stand your ground and take what will most likely be a torrent of abuse for a mistake that you have made.
Yeah.
But I also understand that sometimes you just have to do that if you're the one that's made the fucking mistake.
Yeah, yeah.
And it would have felt better if he had just stood at that door for even 5 minutes. If I'd not even noticed, let's say, and it had taken me, that it wasn't that fucking long. I was up like a bolt and straight to that door, so he would have been there still. Instead, he turned and ran. Because I looked up and down that corridor.
He had bolted. Yeah.
And that is what pisses me off. I think that's what pisses me off the most, is that he didn't have the bollocks to stand there and go, I'm so sorry, I know we've woken you up. Discuss it with the manager in the morning. Please go back to sleep and I'll have a whole report on this.
Yeah, yeah. That's what you should have done.
That's what should have been done. And that may have even, I probably wouldn't have even gone to guest relations at that point.
Mm.
But anyway, I'm glad that you have the similar thoughts that I did then.
Yeah.
But otherwise, Blackpool was good. It's very, very run down. Yeah. Really run down.
I don't know if I've ever been.
So we will get to it. Well, you will get to it. It's not we will, because I've experienced it already a couple of times. You will get a chance to experience Blackpool, because we're going in October.
Hey.
And you'll find out more about that when we record from Blackpool. It won't be a Halloween episode, but it will just be an episode. It will be good fun, though.
Well, that's another episode done and dusted. Tom, Rob, can you please not lock me in here for 4 weeks again? Not only did you not give me a toilet, but the giant hamster cage water bottle is a little degrading. I don't ask for much, do I?
Right, ladies and gents, that's the end of another Variety Show episode. Thank you for joining us in the first episode of 2025. You can find us on www.channel84.co.uk. Head over to the Variety Show section and you'll find all our social media channels there. That's Blue Sky, that's Twitter, that's Facebook, Instagram, you name it. We're on there.
Threads,
yeah, yeah. Not the nuclear war thing, but Threads, the social media. But to be fair, the way Zuckerberg's going with Facebook, it may well be nuclear war soon on there. Yeah. We can also be found on all podcast players of your choice. We are everywhere now. I don't think there is a podcast platform we don't turn up on. So if you want to get people listening to us, just share our name.
Podbeam, I don't think we're on.
Yeah, we are.
Podbean.
We are on Podbean. Yeah, we're on all of them.
I thought you were only on that if you use them as the posters.
If that's the case, then I'm lying, but I don't think so. Either way, we are okay. The vast majority of podcast platforms, the most popular podcast platforms we are on.
I mean, I just
look
speculate.
Up the Variety Show and look for our purple logo with a pigeon on it.
Yay!
You can email me at tj@channel84.co.uk. You can email Rob at rob@channel84.co.uk. You can email both of us at exactly the same time using the email address podcasts, that's plural, podcasts@channel84.co.uk. We will be back in 2 weeks' time. Make sure you go and tune in next week to the Untitled Sci-Fi Show and go and listen to last week's episode as well. As we've said, it's no longer Star Trek. It's just generalized sci-fi. It's a lot of fun. Come and listen to it and hopefully you'll find another podcast for your ears.
And we'll be chatting about Flash Gordon.
Savior of the universe. We are going to have to talk about that.
Expect a lot of that.
We are going to have to talk about that. Anyway, thanks so much for listening. Rob, love you as always.
Love you, darling.
Take it easy, everyone. Goodbye.
Bye.
This was a Studio Channel 84 network show. To find more, head over to channel84.co.uk now.